Community members in Montana are picking up the pieces left behind by historic flooding in the region. Rising waters hit rivers including the Yellowstone, Stillwater, and Gallatin. It also damaged roads in the northern section of Yellowstone National Park, forcing the park to close. Carrie Kale is a city commissioner for Livingston, which sits on the Yellowstone River. She says she spent Monday filling sandbags to prepare for the flood.
This was a traumatic experience for all of us. This was completely unprecedented, and I think we all need to allow ourselves that moment to recognize that and to reach out to our friends and our neighbors.
Kale says people outside the community who would like to help can donate to the Park County Community Foundation. The Red Cross of Montana also is providing support, including with shelter. The organization has shelters in Bozeman, Bridger, and Red Lodge. Kale says luckily Livingston did not see any casualties from the flood. Her fear now is what will happen to local businesses over the summer. She's concerned that with the section of Yellowstone National Park nearest to Montana closed, it could affect tourism in Paradise Valley. Kale says there's plenty to do on the river once the waters recede, including fishing and rafting.
We really want folks to know across the country that we're still here, we're still open for business, and we want to see you come. You don't need to cancel your trip. Maybe we just need to make some adjustments.
Climate experts say this type of flooding is expected to increase as the climate changes. Kale says communities in the region will need to adapt.
Certainly, we have to look at the change in climate. That also makes us need to stop and think about what we need to do around resiliency and how we work towards creating resiliency plans for our communities.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.